Hi. Welcome to the Burrow,
a podcast where we discuss our favorite books and have a bit of a laugh. Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Megan. I use any pronouns and I'm from Canada.
I use she, her pronouns and I'm from the UK. So today we're really excited to announce another little special interview episode that we're doing with Gemini Kleckner, who's an Orlando-based actor.
Thanks for joining us. How are you doing? We asked this already, but officially, how are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we wanted to start off to kind of break the ice, some fun little questions to get us going, if that's all right.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. If you could create your own like soundtrack, what kind of genre of music would it be like?
I mean, either like, I guess like mid-80s musical theater, because it's like a very like, you know, specific sound, either that or like just rock in general, because I like rock.
Good choices.
So if there was a film based on your life, who would you love to play you? Like if you could have anyone play you in a film.
Good question. Andrew Garfield or Joe Keery?
Oh, oh my God. Good choice.
I can see that. That's really great.
If you could travel anywhere, where would you go?
Like anywhere in the world?
Yeah, anywhere.
Right now? Oh, man. I always wanted to go to like London, you know?
Me too.
Yeah, it just seems fun, you know?
Yeah, that's like me, but with New York City, because I'm originally from London. So whenever everyone's
right.
I'm like,
yeah.
So what is one thing you say that you couldn't live without?
Oh, that's difficult. This is very difficult. I mean, I have a piano like right there. I play that pretty much every day. You know, I always find like a specific time frame to just, you know, play piano. So probably that. I'm a very music oriented person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk about music and that kind of stuff. What would you say is like your favorite musical? Musical or play, either one.
Okay. I mean, like, Les Mis is definitely up there. Les Mis and Into the Woods. Those are my top two. Just a lot of like memories attached to that, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. What would you say is your spirit animal? So, like, kind of an animal that you think represents you, I guess.
I think about that one a lot. I remember there was like a time where all my school friends were like assigning everyone a spirit animal. And I think mine was a raccoon. And I vibe with it, you know, I vibe with raccoon.
Yeah. What is like a character in media that you like would relate to the most?
I mean, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, huge Spider-Man person.
Of course.
Probably Peter Parker. Yeah. Nerd.
Cool. I'm
a nerd.
And then for our last little question, what's your favorite holiday?
Christmas. Yeah. I like Christmas.
Yeah. I think I'd say the same. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move on to like, because you do acting. What was your first experience like with acting?
Well, my first show was Wizard of Oz. I was like 6 years old. And I was like, I like theater. This is nice. This is fun. So I just kind of stuck with it. But yeah, Wizard of Oz. I was a lollipop munchkin and a monkey and a tree. And I think,
I think that's a great show to start with, actually. I like that one.
super fun.
Yeah. I think my first show I did was Shrek and My Little Mermaid, which was very fun.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
So kind of specifically, was there something that drew you towards theatre? Like as you grew up and you started doing it more, what kind of drew you towards that?
I mean, because like I got into it because my family was already like a super like theater oriented family and stuff, so I kind of like grew up with it. But like I saw my brother perform and I was like, you know, like that seems cool, you know, that sounds like something I would want to do. So then like I just like I did, like I said, I did Wizard of Oz and I was like, oh yeah, this is nice. And then I kept kind of doing shows at this one theater and then it just kind of stuck with me, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
In regards to like stage acting, we know you worked on like several musicals. What was like one of your favorites to act in?
Probably top two, Into the Woods.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that show so much. Into the Woods or 13 were probably my top. To the end, those were super fun.
I haven't actually seen 13 yet.
It's on Netflix, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
It's not good. Don't go on Netflix. It's
I've heard bad things about it, that it's not as good as the Broadway show.
Oh, no, not even close. Because it's such a departure, you know, from the original.
I heard they changed a lot about it, so it's not the same. That's why I've avoided watching it, because I was going to, and then I heard stuff, and I was like, no, right. What's, you know?
Yeah.
But as we mentioned a little bit, so you've been in rehearsals for a production of Les Mis, which is very exciting. And then you also kind of recently did Be More Chill. How, like in terms of rehearsing both of those, how would you say they're different or maybe similar in the ways you've kind of prepared for them, I guess?
Right. I mean, I'm trying to be careful with what I say, you know, about like the theaters and stuff. I mean, it was a very similar process, kind of just like, here's your daily call. And like, we're gonna, it's mainly an all call pretty much all the time and stuff. And then it's just like, again, rehearse things. But the theater that we're doing, I'm doing Les Mis at, is just, it's a lot, I don't know, it's a lot better put together, I guess, in terms of like using people in different like scenes and stuff and like blocking wise, especially because it's a shorter rehearsal process, because I think it's only like 6 weeks of rehearsal compared to Be More Chill, which was like a few months. So it's like, I don't know, Les Mis, it feels more organized with Les Mis than it did with Be More Chill and stuff. And I mean, the director, like the process for the, like the director at least, or like the vision is like, it's very different. I mean, they're very different shows in the first place, you know, because it's like, you have high school theater stuff and then Les Mis, you know, it's like the French Revolution versus high school drama. Like it's such a different thing. So obviously the vision's gonna be different, but the way that the vision is being put into action, I guess, is very different the way it like happened, you know.
Okay. I wanna do you plan on staying like acting like for most of your career, or do you wanna move on to like directing or something?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, because I'm an actor foremost, you know, so like, I mean, I would want to do that, but I would love to direct at least one show.
Okay. Yeah.
At least one show in my life I want to direct. And also, if I ever have the chance to cast any show, I will take it, because I love casting.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Because I don't think a lot of people think about the behind the scenes process when it comes to theater.
I mean, I do. That's what my degree is about.
She does. Is it technical theater you're doing right now?
Yeah, it's like the production and stage management. But I'm starting to not like stage management.
It's fair.
It's a lot of Excel, if you didn't know.
Go ahead, Chloe. So there's, you have theatre acting and then you have in front of the camera screen acting. Mm-hmm. What one would you say you I know they're really different and hard, but one would you say you kind of prefer out of the two if you would choose one?
I mean, because I haven't done like on camera acting in a while and I want to go back to it, but like I love being on the stage, you know. It's because it's such a different vibe. And like with the on camera stuff, the film stuff, it's like, you know, you have all these chances, but like to like get it like right and perfect. But like with stage acting, it's like you have like that one opportunity. And I mean, there are multiple shows usually in a run of a show, but like, I don't know, there's just something about having like a live audience that is just so appealing to me, you know?
Yeah, no,
I feel that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like most about theater acting compared to film acting?
I mean, like I said, like the live audience, being able to be on the stage, plus like, I don't know, like you have to, because it's like, I mean, it depends on the venue that it's being performed at, but like a lot of the time you have to be like very specific about your intent and all that, like that kind of stuff in theater, because it's like you have to be very like specific and sometimes more, maybe not more exaggerated and stuff. It's just, I don't know, like there's a lot more, at least for me, there's a lot more work that goes into the theater acting, because I don't know, like I'm like terrible with words. But as an audience member though, like I'm looking for those small like intricacies in all the like performers and stuff. Whereas like in a film, honestly, I'm just like sitting there and being like, oh yeah, that's cool. You know? So at least for me, there's just like a lot more like work that has to go into the specificities of theater acting, and that is just, I don't know, I like the character work and stuff that has to go into that.
Yeah, I also feel like acting in general, theater training is like super important for like anyone, and those skills mm-hmm. can be transferred onto camera. So even if you are like a so-called like theater actor, you could go into film and do different things because you already right. like, have those foundations sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you were to like branch out later on into film and TV, is there a specific sort of story you'd like to be able to tell, or a genre that you'd really love to be able to do?
I mean, like I said earlier, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so if I had yeah. a chance, like on if I had the chance to do any movie, it would probably be a superhero movie, because I'm a massive nerd.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, it would just be fun. And I've been trying to write a movie and stuff, mm-hmm. and I've been trying to like create something, but it's just not working. But like all that my brain can think of in like writing terms is like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. In regards to like being on set, is there anything that you would do like pass the time while you're waiting to like be called?
I don't know, not really. I mean if I'm not being used just on my phone, which I'm probably not supposed to be, you know, probably shouldn't be on my phone, but like I mean everyone does. Mm-hmm. And if not, I mean I'm just sitting there, you know, just like taking in everything, like yeah, it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then just generally, what would you say right now is one of the TV series that you're loving or you're binging, or that you previously have been?
Mm-hmm. I don't watch a lot of TV or like series and stuff, but definitely I was super into Stranger Things this summer.
Yeah.
So I mean, like if I have the opportunity to rewatch it, I'll rewatch it. I've rewatched it a bunch recently because I have like nothing to do. there are a bunch of shows that I want to get into. It's just like I don't have the time, and then when I do have the time, I don't feel like watching something new. You know, it's weird. But
yeah, I feel the same.
I have this thing where I will look at a show and be like, I really want to watch it, but I'll just wait. Like, it took me about 2 years to start Stranger Things, because when it came out, I was like, oh, that looks cool, but like not right now. And then it just took ages, and then I finally started it. And then it's that thing of, well, I should have watched it ages ago because it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back to like the, what do you prefer? What did you like not like about acting on screen?
I mean, like there's nothing unappealing per se about it. I mean, it's because it's, both processes can be very a lot, you know, because like with theater, it's like, you know, you have to like keep doing like the scenes like over and over and over again. But then, and then like, that's like the same thing with like the on-screen stuff, because it's, you know, you have to like keep repeating. If you don't get the scene right, you know, or like get the right take, then you have to like keep going and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, sometimes it got like a little too much, I guess. I don't know. It's so different, you know? And yeah, I don't know. Cause I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's just when you have like the choice between the two, it's like just more about like preference, I guess. And I preferred one over the other, you know? But yeah, I don't know. My brain is like...
No, that's okay. Yeah, I just feel like, personally for me with theatre, there's just like that spark. Like when you're, like even if it's either the audience or if you're performing, you can just like feel that. And I feel like you can't capture that on film. Like film is great for other things.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Exploring like cinematography and all of that you can't do on stage, obviously. So I feel like they're so different, and they're both like so great in their own right, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go into our little game where we're gonna test you on some musical knowledge. If you want to go first, Meg.
Oh sure. My first one is "To the World We Dream About" and "The One We Live In Now."
My brain just like completely shut off for some reason.
It's from Hadestown.
Hadestown. Oh yeah, no, I haven't listened to it. I started listening to Hadestown. It's just not appealing to me, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah, I didn't get into it at first.
Did you?
At first I wasn't into it, but then I slowly
Yeah,
feel good.
I'm like a really big like mythology nerd, so as soon as I like heard about it, I was like, yes. I was so in for it. And now, because I missed it when it was in London, so now I really want it to come back so I can go see it. So my first one is, "You're here at the start of a moment."
Oh, "Come From Away."
Right? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Such a good show. It's such a good show. Oh. One of the first shows I saw on Broadway. It was so good live.
I went to go see it recently, actually, because it came to my city, and it was, oh my god, so beautiful.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time for my birthday, and it was great. It's shot on Broadway now, isn't it, I think? Or soon, I think, I'm not sure.
The whole Kevin and Kevin thing from Come For Away made me sad.
Oh my god, I know.
Okay, my next one is, "I'm your wish, your dream come true, and I'm your darkest nightmare too."
"Next to Normal."
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My brain, like, yeah, because that's from I'm Alive, right?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that song. I need an opportunity to sing that song, because I need to find like a cabaret or like maybe doing the show. I don't know, but I love this. It's so much fun.
It's such an emotional musical. Like, you have to be like prepared to go into it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw it. A college did it in my town, and like I don't know, I went into it and I was bawling coming out of that. It was so good.
I think it's coming near me next year, so I'm just gonna book it and be prepared to just cry. It will be great. So my next one is Freaking Out Is My Okay.
Oh, Be More Chill.
Yeah.
Love Be More Chill.
It's so good. There's a book version of Be More Chill.
Oh yeah, you read it, didn't you?
I wasn't a big fan of the book version. I don't know why. It made it really creepy.
Yeah, I was gonna get the book, and then she told me about it, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna get the book now.
The book and the musical Be More Chill is like the difference between the Broadway and the Netflix version of 13. It's just so wildly different. Like there are a lot of similarities. Like it's the same story, but it's just so different, you know. And the Broadway is always better. Well, maybe not like Broadway Be More Chill, but like the musical, the live musical is always better.
Oh yeah. My next quote is, "Forget regret, or life is yours to miss."
Oh man, I don't know. That's
from Rent.
Rent. Yeah. I've seen Rent once, and I listen to it every once in a while, but it's just not one of those that's like in my I have like a musical rotation, you know. Like I'll listen to like I have like a set rotation of musicals, and I'm just like I'm gonna do this one at like this time, you know. I don't know. it's not on the rotation.
What are some of yours that are on the rotation? I'm curious.
I mean, Les Mis, Into the Woods, because, you know, Wicked can be. Be More Chill sometimes. And Bombshell, which is musical and Smash. Like, TV show. I love Bombshell so much. It's so good.
Okay, so my next quote is like silence, but not really silent.
Matilda.
Yes.
Fast.
And speaking of, the film is coming out very soon, and I'm so excited. I'm going to see it on Saturday in the cinema, and I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Lucky. I'm so excited because I have a very huge attachment to Matilda, like the musical. Because it was one of the first ones I listened to. So it's just like, you know, hopefully they don't mess it up like the 13 movie. But like at least from the trailers, it looks really, really good.
Yeah, from what I've seen, it looks great. Yeah, I think Matilda is probably my first ever musical obsession. When I look back on it, I'm like, probably it was the first time I properly like put an album on repeat.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Okay. My next one is, being true to yourself never goes out of style.
I'm gonna know, like, you're gonna say it, and I'm gonna know what it's from after you say it, and I'm gonna be like, I should have said that. But I
you know? Okay. It's from Legally Blonde.
Oh, I don't think I even know that. I did not know it was from Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
I did that recently. My brain went to Billy Elliot for some reason. Okay. I didn't want to say that and be wrong, you know.
Okay, so that's all the quotes we have for you today.
Okay.
You did a lot better than better than a lot of our other guests we had.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. But to be fair, I think it's because you have a theatre background, probably helps a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Tiny bit. Yeah, just like putting other people through that, like they should know these musicals. And they're just like, no.
Yeah.
Chloe, you were saying something?
Sorry.
No, sorry.
So thanks for joining us for this little chat. It was really cool to have a talk with you about all things musical theatre and acting and stuff.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And also good luck for your Into the Woods thing, which is very exciting.
Thank you. No, I'm super stoked about that.
Yeah, when's that happening, by the way?
It's like the last week of May and the first week of June, I think. So
that's a bit from now.
So far out.
Yeah.
But yeah, because we start rehearsals in January, I think. So it's like, it's going to be a long process, but it's only Saturdays. So it's not like, you know, it's like not like every single day for 5 months, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Because that would be a lot. But yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And, go ahead.
Sorry,
you started before me.
So thank you again for joining us, and we're all going to see you next time when we're going to discuss This Winter by Alice Oseman in time for the festive period.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to link your Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok in the like description of the episode. Yeah. And also ours as well.
Yeah.